What's your reaction to some of, just firstly, I mean, I was over there in West Hill yesterday with Chief Hawkins on a particularly violent day in Albany. You know, we've seen this big spike. What's your reaction to this and what we've seen just in the past several weeks here?
Well, obviously, it's horrifying. I feel horrible for the residents of the city that have to put up with this. I mean, you've got people coming in and out of the city, shooting it up like it's, you know, like it's an old country movie or something. And it's scary and it's horrifying. And I also feel for the, in addition to the residents, I feel for the police officers who have to, you know, go out there in a time where, you know, there's a lot of hatred towards law enforcement. And my biggest fear is the hesitancy to pull a weapon when someone else has a weapon. And I'm really nervous. I'm very worried. And that was one of the reasons that as soon as the chief called me, I'm like, we'll be there immediately. And this morning we sent 14 deputies into the city to assist the PD. And let me also make a quick point. The Albany Police Department is a very professional, very able police department. This is not because they can't handle it. This is just to assist them and hopefully deter future violence. Now, you know, today's the first day that we're doing it. They're also, Albany PD is also short 50 people. So we're just trying to augment their ranks. We're going to ride with them. Probably, maybe eventually we'll break off and, you know, we'll have some two mans and some solo cars. Who knows? But we want to help saturate the city to put the nerves at ease for the residents and hopefully deter future violence.
When we have these 14, I mean, what will these 14 extra officers be looking for, and what will these patrols actually look like?
Well, right now they're black and blue. They're our black uniforms and Albany PD's blue uniforms, and they're in two-man cars. They're out patrolling. Let the residents know that we're out here. We're there to keep them safe. What we'll be looking for? Well, we'll be hopefully trying to deter violence. Let people know that we're out here. Listen, we want to be problem solvers, right? We don't want to be problem makers, and that's the biggest thing. And I think we're all on the same page. We all want, you know, we want peace. You know, nobody wants this violence. So that's their biggest thing, is to try to deter the violence and, you know, and work with the communities and hopefully get some of the advocates out there working together as well. But listen, you can't be out there talking about defunding the police and have a spike in violence and have bail reform where people are just, you know, going in through a revolving door. There need to be some changes. And, you know, sometimes people hate to admit it, and they may have been wrong, but I can guarantee you this bail reform needs to be, to a certain extent, rolled back, and there needs to be some changes. And that's why we're having an increase. That's why we're having an increase. I mean, what is the ramification? What kind of punishment is there when you can go out there and do something horrific and get, you know, either released immediately or released a couple hours later?
Chief Hawkins
Every
had,
action.
oh, go
Go
ahead.
ahead.
Chief Hawkins had said that a lot of the violence could be attributed to the COVID crisis and just the fact that there weren't as many people out there making the connections, and there weren't as many police community interactions over the last several months. Do you support that assessment as well?
Well, I think there's some legitimacy to that. I don't think anyone really knows what the heck is going on right now, to be honest with you. I mean, the violence is just, it's increasing. It's rapidly increasing, and it needs to cease immediately. But I think there's also been a sense of lawlessness in the entire country over the last couple of weeks. And people can't damage property and expect to get away with it. You can't shoot and expect to get away with it. You can't tear things down and expect to get away with it. I mean, we need to get back to the fundamentals of policing and make sure that the residents of this county are safe. What is going on is out of control, and it needs to be rolled way back. And, you know, if we can help with that, that's what we're going to do.
And have you been in contact with state police as well? Or I know that the mayor had put out the call. She wants, you know, she was seeking assistance from the county as well as state police. So I was wondering if you had any dialogue with state police.
No, I have not. I only spoke with Chief Hawkins, and I spoke with the mayor, and then I had a couple conversations with the county executive and the chairman of the legislature. So, you know, we've shown up. We're going to help. I believe the state police will be sending people in. There's a conference call in a couple hours. I think that's what most of it will be regarding. I'm not sure what anyone's numbers will look like, but you know, listen, we don't want to come in here like, you know, like we're trying to stir up and stir the pot. We want to be problem solvers. We want put the guns down. Let's have some peace and we'll work through this. But, you know, I mean, what's going on right now is a sense of lawlessness. And these poor residents in this great city, the capital of New York State, deserve better. And they're going to get it.